Good. We're talking with Phil Cousteau today, Philip Cousteau. He is with the band Jake and the Leprechauns. So welcome, Philip.
Thank you.
The band, it had an interesting start. First of all, we'll start with how the band got together, you and your colleague, Mr. Goslar.
Yep. I was living, studying in Iowa, and Antoine was living here in Sherbrooke.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been friends for a long time, and we'd been talking about making music together more seriously, because we've been playing since we were kids, basically, but just for fun. So we started, I started sending him songs by mail, and he would work on them here, and then when we'd get together, we would play them, and that's how the band started. And then we started talking about recording, and then we really got into it when I moved back to Sherbrooke.
Okay, that's pretty interesting. So how many are in the band now?
Well, for recording and all business-related stuff, it's basically just him and me. But when we play live, we have four other friends that join us, so it's the six of us when we play out.
Okay. Now, when you record the CD, is it just you and Antoine?
Well, what we did, especially this time, I think we've got the formula down more clearly now, is that we work on the songs, just the two of us, and mm-hmm. then after that, we bring in either guests or some of our friends or those musicians that play with us live when we need them. So we do a lot of the stuff ourselves, and we do most of the recording ourselves, and then we bring in guests for other instruments.
Okay, good. Now, Philip, you have a master's degree in creative writing, is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, so do you write most of the lyrics, or is it about 50-50?
Oh, no, that's how, since the beginning, it's always been, I do the writing, and Antoine usually does the arrangements.
Okay, good.
And then after that, we get together and sort of look at the songs and make decisions on both the writing and the music, but initially, that's always how it works.
Okay, good. Now, you've just released your second album, A Long Dash, followed by 10 Seconds of Silence. That's the name of the album. And I'm just loving the whole album. You had two release parties. You had one in Montreal on the 10th, I believe, and you had one in Sherbrooke last night. How did that go?
That went fantastic. It was a bit of a guess for us to... We've been playing Montreal and have been doing quite well there, but we hadn't done a release for the first album in Montreal. But it went really well there, and yesterday was just incredible. The place was, here in Sherbrooke, the place was packed, and the response was amazing. We were really happy. We haven't been playing for a year because we've been working on this record, so
okay.
It's really good to get out there and play again.
That's fantastic. So tell us about making the album. You had some interesting guest appearances, too.
On the album, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing hosting shows here in Sherbrooke for a while, trying to get the music scene going. So I was bringing in musicians from mostly Canadian musicians from all over. So I got to meet really interesting and great musicians that way. And I've been fortunate enough to become friends with a lot of them. So we have Bob Egan, who plays with Blue Rodeo, who plays pedal steel on the record. And Andy Cregan, who's just a fantastic musician who lives here in Sherbrooke now, who's one of the founding members of the Bare Naked Ladies, along with his brother, who's on the record as well. And we have a whole bunch of guests that we were lucky enough to have play on the record.
Okay, that's fantastic. Now, I've read your music being described as an alt-country music, a folk music, a bit of indie, a bit of bluegrass. How would you describe the music?
It's a great question. I've been asked this question a lot, especially mm-hmm. this week, and I think I'm at the point where the music feels so much like what we do that it's getting harder and harder for me to really pinpoint it. But
mm-hmm.
for people who don't know it at all, I think it's fairly accessible. You know that
mm-hmm.
People who aren't necessarily into the more alternative or indie rock scene can still appreciate. But I usually describe it as folk rock. You know, like
mm-hmm.
we all in the band, all the musicians love the you know, country rock or folk rock music
mm-hmm.
from the 70s, and that's the stuff we grew up on, Neil Young and music like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's interesting. Now, how did you get the name Jake and the Leprechauns?
That's another question I get a lot. It was sort of started as a joke. My grandfather was Irish, and it's an old story, an old Irish legend that he used to tell me when I was a kid. And I think we just used that name as a joke at first, and then it just stuck, and we just sort of got to know ourselves as that, and then it even seemed weird to try to change the name, so it just stuck, you know.
Okay, that's interesting. It kind of makes it stand out too, because, you know, it grabs people's attention.
Yeah, although in French people are having a hard time pronouncing it.
Okay. All your songs are in English, or do you sometimes sing in French too?
No, I'm all English.
Okay, and they're all original songs, no cover songs. Okay,
no.
Good. Name some of the instruments that are used on this latest CD, Long Dash followed by 10 Seconds of Silence.
Yeah, we have, we have the usual, you know, drums, bass, and guitar, all sorts of guitars, but we also have a harp. Anton plays the harp.
Okay.
We have flute, we have a string, a violin, cello, a lot of piano, a lot of strange and interesting noises that we worked on. We have a lot of vintage equipment, so we were lucky enough to record in really good studios with interesting equipment from the radio equipment from the 60s and stuff like that. So
it was a
whole thrill for us to be have all these instruments to work on and have fun with.
Okay, so you both play a lot of the instruments then?
Yeah, we
okay.
do.
Are you self-taught?
Yeah, we both are.
I'm
sort of a hack. Antoine's actually a very, very good musician, and the other guys that play with us when we play live are all professionals. They're very good musicians.
Okay, interesting. And I see that the saw is also played on the CD?
Yeah. That's something that I've been messing around with for a while.
Okay, that's pretty interesting. Some of the different bands that you've opened for, would you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, because I had... Patrick Watson was just getting better known, and he came and played at the Granada a while back, and we opened for him, and that was one of our first shows, and the place was packed, so we were really nervous, and we opened for him, for the Besnard Lakes, which is a band from Montreal that's quite well known as well, and other than that, we've mostly been... we played Pop Montreal Festival with other bands, but we've been lucky enough to mostly headline our shows and do well enough to fill the venues that we played. But right now we're just starting to think about playing outside of the province, which we haven't done yet.
Okay, and you have a fan base, I guess, all over North America and even Europe, too.
Yeah, we've, thanks to the internet, of course, yeah, we've been selling a lot of records in Belgium and Holland for some reason, the Netherlands for some reason.
Okay, that must be a lot of fun for you to see that.
Yeah, it's great. I think a lot of country or folk artists, either from here or from the U.S., are starting to do really well over there and in Germany for some reason. They have a real thirst for North American artists.
Now, your first album, you released that in 2006, and this one has just been released. Is there a big difference between the two albums, or are they similar?
It's in the same spirit, but the first album was done with a much lower budget, first of all, but also sort of as an experiment. We didn't know if we could actually make a record, and that's how we started doing it, not really knowing if we were going to complete it. Whereas this one, we knew where we were going. We weren't going to make the same mistakes we made the first time. And we also went into bigger, like more professional studios this time around.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the first album was entirely recorded in my bedroom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Was this one recorded in the Sherbrooke area or in Montreal?
We recorded the drums and bass in Montreal at studio called Break Glass, which is owned by the Besnard Lakes, and most of the rest of the stuff was recorded here in Sherbrooke. But we have a studio now. That's not in my bedroom, thankfully.
Okay, that's pretty good. Now, there's 13 songs on the latest CD, and it's a lot of fun. I enjoy listening to all of them. If you had to pick one, which one would you pick as far as being maybe your favorite? Or
One that I really enjoyed working on and that I really enjoy now, I think, listening to it, that I'm really happy with, is called This Farm Life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because it's one song that we struggled with a lot while recording, not being really sure how it was going to turn out, and we had sort of an epiphany on how to deal with it at the end, and I'm quite happy with how it turned out.
Oh, I love that song, too. That's a great choice. Okay. Well, have a concert coming up in Quebec City. When is that coming up?
I'm not sure if it's a Wednesday. I think it's a Wednesday. It's the 26th of November at Le Cercle on Saint-Joseph, Rue Saint-Joseph in Quebec City.
Okay. Any other concerts in the near future or any other plans?
We're thinking, I don't know if we're going to be playing Sherbrooke or Montreal before the holidays, but we're definitely planning a big, big show here in Sherbrooke right after the holidays, and one in Montreal as well with a bunch of guest musicians.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of fun. Great way to start the new year. Yep. Now, if somebody wants to find out some more information about Jake and the Leprechauns or buy a copy of the CD or even download it, I guess, are you on MySpace?
Yes. I guess the easiest way to go is we have a website at www.jakeandtheleprechauns.com. That refers you right back to the MySpace. And all the information's on there. If anyone's in the area here, our records in Quebec are available at Archambault, at Renaud-Bray, and at a series of music stores here downtown in Sherbrooke.
Okay.
Or they're available online as well. All the information's on our website.
Okay, that's great. So you just type in www.myspace.com/Jake and the Leprechauns?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Easy to remember. Now, anything else you wanted to say before we go, Philip?
No, just thank you very much for your interest, and for I want to thank CGMQ for the support. I know they've been playing our music, so that's great.
Oh, we really enjoy promoting independent artists, especially from the townships here. Hi. Up next, we're going to hear the song called This Farm Life by the band from Sherbrooke, Quebec, Jake and the Leprechauns, off their latest CD, A Long Dash, followed by 10 seconds of silence.
Forget the way the dog was once more begin to taint the journey. Take me home again. Take me home again. Take me home again, but don't ever let me stay. Also lost its glitter. I wanna feel the rumbling of Central Station. I hear the drunkards spill it out onto the avenue.